Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and today we're doing an episode that specifically focuses on our nonprofits in Westchester. And just so you know, we are made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through 2021 in April, and also our SharkCast sponsors, which are Lipolis Electric, Don't Be Left in the Dark, Hightower Westchester, Fiduciary Wealth Advisors, and White Plains Hospital. Thank you, everyone on the front line. Well, I'm looking forward to this, speaking with Michael Haberman, who is a principal at Rockeast Funding, a wonderful lending company to real estate investors, and who's done some really important work over the many years in this family-owned business. But I think, Michael, you might say that one of the most important things, if not the most important thing you do, is your work with the Light the Night, with the Leukemia and Lymphoma organization, because you have a very personal story about that, and you've become so involved in trying to raise money and awareness for this disease and its supposedly, hopefully, one day cure. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So Light the Night is the annual event, I know, for the whole society, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. This year, virtual.
Right.
And so I think you said you are going to actually, though, do the walk with your family.
Yeah.
How is that going to work overall? And how have the fundraising efforts been going, being in the pandemic? Because I know that a lot of people have been concerned because there are other health issues and other diseases that because of COVID have been sort of put onto the back burner, so to speak, but cancer doesn't wait for anybody. And so tell us all about the event this year and just in general, give us your family story if you would, and why it's so personal for you.
Sure. I am in a family business, Rockeast Funding. It's my two brothers, myself, and my father. And unfortunately, my mother passed away from leukemia in May of 2017. And so since she was the matriarch of our family and the guiding light of our family as a family business, we thought it was important to do something in honor of her. And she lived her life through the Jewish tradition of Tikkun Olam, which literally means repair the world, commonly known as making the world a little bit better than it was when you left. And so it's something she always instilled in us. And so it's part of her tradition that we want to carry on. So we got involved in 2017 to do our first walk. When I say us, it's my two brothers and their families, my father. We've had friends walk with us. We've had cousins walk with us. Unfortunately, my dad's brother died of leukemia exactly a year after my mother.
So
the family's been struck. We know people, including a teenager who died of a blood cancer. So it became very important to us. So in 2017, we said, let's see what we can do. And we were overwhelmed in our first year. We raised over $20,000 and were the number one family and friends team fundraiser for the walk that year. Obviously, there's corporate fundraisers who usually raise a lot, but we were just overwhelmed by the support. And so we've made it a tradition. And so far since then, we've raised over $60,000.
Oh my goodness.
Our children Linda's grandchildren are, really involved with it. One of my children, his bar mitzvah was about a year and a half ago, and he ran a huge basketball tournament to help raise money. So he's been honored by by LLS for his work. So it's something that we've just really embraced and really feel passionate about. And I'm going to show you, I'm not dressed sloppy. I'm wearing, this is our team shirt, which is our Linda's legacy shirt that we all wear when we walk. So I figured I would wear it today. This year, it is sad that it will be virtual. I know that LLS will do an amazing job because they do an amazing job with everything they do, but it's a really, really incredible experience when you go out to the park and it's getting dark and everyone has a lantern and your lantern is color-coded if you're a survivor or if you're a walking in honor of someone or you're currently sick. It's all different lanterns. And when those lights go on and literally light up the night, it's just really everyone gets chills. It's just an incredible moment. So I'm sad that it will be virtual, but I'm sure it will be an incredible event again, because they always do a great job. So the family is figuring it out. We want to be on the virtual walk, but we also want to walk together. So we'll probably do sort of two walks where we all go on the virtual walk, and then we're going to find a time to walk together just to honor Linda, to honor Mom.
I think it sounds like a little bit of, I don't know if irony is the right word, but I know that your mom, before she went into the hospital, I read that she walked 5 miles around Manhattan to see the sights. And So I think it's kind of interesting and wonderful at the same time that you're honoring her now with this supposed walk, that even if it's virtual this year, it's a walk. And she must have been such an incredible lady with incredible passion and energy to do something like that. She would be, I'm sure, just absolutely so excited and happy to know all your family is accomplished together. And I think this is also a wonderful thing. It's about the disease. It's to honor your mother, but it brings your whole family together. And then all these other families that are affected as well. And you must feel some sort of kinship, I would imagine, with the society and all the other families within it.
Yeah, you do. Just to, you know, your first point, my mother, I would say, is the symbol of how awful this disease is, because she was the picture of health. You know, she was 71 years old. People thought she was in her 50s, you know, as I said, walking, exercising, going to classes at NYU, you know, just sort of, you would never in a million years. And she went for a physical and the doctor said, oh, your numbers seem weird. Let's test your blood again. And then they tested him again. And so it was from there about 2 years later. So it is just, she's unfortunately an example of how awful the disease is, that it can sort of just come out of nowhere, even for people who take great care of themselves. But we do have, it's a kinship. You meet other people there who have lost people or people who have survived. I mean, obviously there's always children there, which is just heartbreaking to see. We have someone in our town where I live in Westchester whose child, thank God, is doing okay right now, but does have a form of blood cancer that they'll be watching for the rest of his life, only in fifth grade. So you see, how close it is. And it's part of why LLS is so important, because people don't realize they've invested almost $1.5 billion in research, and pretty much every treatment for blood cancer has originated in some way with LLS's support. But the support they provide to patients, the advocacy they provide, if you are diagnosed, the help they provide in finding the treatments and providing support to families is just so important. And so, you know, the dollars that we and others raise go towards that. And so that's why we're trying to spread the word that, yes, it's COVID. And we know these are different times for everyone, and including us. But as you said in the beginning, cancer doesn't wait. And so we still need to do what we can. And so far, so good. We'll hit our goal once again. We're hoping we'll surpass our goal, but we're pretty sure that we'll at least hit our goal of $15,000 again. And so that's an important thing for us.
I know people who have actually worked for that society before, and it appears that over the decades, there truly has been advances in the treatment of it, and also people overcoming it completely and the cure for it. What are the sort of the visions for that the society has, Leukemia Lymphoma Society? What do they have in terms of their goal and their reach? Do they think that there is going to be a day when this is not a problem for people, that it can just be eradicated or overcome?
Yeah, I mean, you know, eventually we hope it will be for all blood cancers. We're not there yet, but they are making progress almost every day. Even my mother died of a form of cancer called AML, which has been one of the most difficult ones to overcome. And even since my mother passed away, there's been new treatments that have come out that are showing success. I have a close friend and business colleague who right now is battling multiple myeloma. And, you know, a few years ago, his survival odds would have been, you know, maybe 5%. And now he is right now back at work. He has more treatment ahead of him, but you know, just very optimistic that it will work for him. So the goal is, of course, you know, one day, hopefully no blood cancers, no cancers at all. But the progress they're making, I was reading, it's incredible. It is recently as the 40s. I mean, leukemia was pretty much an automatic death sentence.
Right. I remember just, that.
You know, you think it's not that long ago from the 40s and how people are, many blood cancers are now curable and many others are manageable and others we're still making progress on every day.
Absolutely. Well, Michael Haberman, and your whole company and your family being involved in this, how can anyone else who is watching today and is interested in supporting and donating for the Light the Night walk on Thursday, how do they get involved?
So they have a website, lightthenight.org, where you can go. You could sign up a team. If you wanted to donate our team, it's Linda's Legacy on that website. Or you can go to our social media on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. They all have posts about our involvement and how you could support us. Or you could email me. I'm happy to take emails, michael@rockeastfunding.com. But whether you know supporting our team or getting your own team or supporting someone else's team, every dollar helps. And we're grateful for everyone who supports the cause.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us today. And just for people to also know that Rockeast Funding is an amazing company, and some of the work that the lending that you have done and some of the work that has gone into actually the World Trade Center, NYU, some really big projects, but then also just the individual investor as well. How can people find out more information about Rockeast Funding?
Yep. Thank you. The same thing. You can email me, michael@rockeastfunding.com, or go to our website, rockeastfunding.com. Thank you.
This is an important time for small businesses and large as well to get the support they need. Thank you so much, Michael Haberman, for all you are doing for this really important cause. And to your family, Godspeed. Thank you so much. May you all be blessed and so much you are contributing to this today. For everyone else, lightthenight.org is the website to go to, and we really appreciate you joining us today on the Nonprofit Series on Westchester Talk Radio. Thank you, Michael Haberman.
Thank you so much.
And we're being also made possible by Wartburg Rehabilitation, Park Sterling Realty, Michael Labriola Incorporated, Landscape Design and Instruction, and be sure to click on the subscribe button on YouTube under Shark Creative, and that's Shark with a C, Shark Creative. And you can see all these locally and wonderful community stories for Westchester County. It's a great YouTube lineup, so we hope to see you there. I'm Laura Smith.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.